From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Five French aid workers were killed near Aleppo on Wednesday, and 20 people were killed during an airstrike on an aid convoy earlier in the week, forcing the UN to suspend all humanitarian operations in Syria. VOA's Jeff Swikart has more.
The Syrian government's strategy is to besiege eastern Aleppo and starve out the 200,000 people that are estimated to be trapped there. It is a strategy that has worked in other parts of Syria, leading to the surrender of territory. Charles Lister is with the Middle East Institute in Washington.
In a sense, it's a siege and destroy strategy, a starve and subjugate strategy, whereby opposition forces and civilian populations that live amongst them are forced into an eventual surrender.
The city has been under siege for months, and there's reportedly little food in the eastern part, where conditions are described as dire. Government warplanes have bombed aid convoys, which is a war crime in other parts of Syria, without any repercussions. And the chances of food aid getting through anytime soon are slim. Jeff Swikart, VOA News, Washington.
In a related story, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. He said such a ban would prevent Syria from doing what it's done so often in the past, which is to attack civilian targets with the excuse that it's going after terrorists. Kerry said he wanted to emphasize to Moscow that Washington still supports finding a diplomatic solution. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said members of the International Support Group for Syria must use their influence. This is VOA. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for more violent street protests. This after an African-American officer shot and killed a black man Tuesday night. The violence injured about 24 people, including 16 officers, when protesters threw rocks at police and reporters and set a truck on fire. Part of a busy interstate highway was shut down, and police needed tear gas to break up the crowd. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts pledged a thorough and transparent investigation of the shooting, calling for peace, calm, and dialogue. Iraqi officials say tens of thousands of refugees have returned to their homes after Islamic State militants have been pushed out of large parts of the country by Iraqi government forces, along with Shiite volunteer militiamen. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iraqi media showed video of dozens of people returning to Anbar province's second-largest city of Fallujah. Families that were forced to leave the city during fighting to expel Islamic State militants earlier this year are starting to trickle back in, albeit under extremely close government scrutiny. Fallujah Police Chief Colonel Latif Jamal told Arab media his forces were just doing their job. He says that security measures are imposed temporarily until law and order is restored in the city, and that security personnel are doing their jobs and imposing the law fairly on everyone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met at the United Nations General Assembly, likely their last get-together before Obama leaves office, and with a Middle East peace settlement as elusive as ever. Netanyahu said the Jewish state has no greater friend than the United States of America, and he thanked Obama for the recent U.S. agreement on a military assistance package. Obama said the U.S. link with Israel is based on common values and family ties, but Obama also said the U.S. has some concerns about the settlements the Israeli government has continued to build in occupied territories. Obama said it is important to keep alive the possibility of a stable and secure Israel that is at peace with its neighbors. India summoned the Pakistani High Commissioner Abdul Basit on Wednesday following an attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. India has blamed the cross-border militant assault on Pakistani-based militants. Islamabad has denied any involvement in the attack. Indian officials said items recovered from the site have all been made in Pakistan. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.